Welcome to a supernatural encounter through the word preached by Bishop Ernest Ayi. Bishop Ernest is the chairman of the Greater Life Church, a vibrant denomination under the United Denominations originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. This message will revive, restore, and refresh you in ways only God's word can. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. Can I get a loud amen? How many of you are happy to be in church? Give me a wave if you're happy to be in church. How many of you are ready to hear from God? How many of you believe that God is going to speak to you? I want Fresh Breeze to just sing the song that I asked Pastor Okeko to sing. I think it's a song that...
We need to hear from you.
Can you please be on your feet? And sing it as you mean it. Let it be your prayer.
What will we do?
We want tomorrow, huge day.
Wanting you more each day.
Show us.
Show us your perfect way.
Give a clap of renown to Jesus.
Together, celebrate Jesus. Let's pray. Father, thank you in the name of Jesus for today. Thank you for this privilege of being in your presence. We ask that you speak to us. Speak to us today. We need to hear from you. We need to hear from you. Speak to us today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me hear somebody say amen. And your hands together as you sit on top of your enemies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Labor to be blessed. Labor to be blessed. We are continuing on this subject, labor to be blessed. Psalm 23 and verse number 4. Psalm 23. Tell your neighbor that you'll be blessed because you came. I didn't hear you. Tell your neighbor that you'll be blessed because you came. Beautiful. Hallelujah. Labor to be blessed. So the scripture says that labor not to be rich. Labor not to be rich. Cease from your own, from thine own wisdom. Labor not to be rich. So we started this subject, labor not to be rich. And I remember I told you that if you are not supposed to labor to be rich, you are supposed to labor for something. So if not to be rich, what is it supposed to be for? Okay? And I also remember mentioning to you that if you are not supposed to labor to be rich, you are supposed to labor to be blessed. Okay? Because laboring to be blessed is better than laboring to be rich. Laboring to be blessed is like the universal set. Do you understand? It's a universal set, and labor to be rich is a subset. So it is better to labor to be blessed than to labor to be rich. Hallelujah. Are you here? Are you here? Yes. So today, I want to shift a little, okay? Because see, one of the things that we labor to do to be blessed is giving. Okay, is giving. You labor to give so that you'll be blessed. Okay? What is important to note is that your salary cannot make you rich. Huh? Do you know why? Because there is a curse in operation in the world. And the curse is that you are supposed to sweat before you eat. From the sweat of your face, you would eat bread. That is supposed to be it. You are supposed to sweat. You are not supposed to sweat to build. Building is not part, it's just food. Do you understand? Your sweat is so that you can get bread. That's the case, that's the oppression. Oh, you don't think so? Is it not in the Bible? It said that in the sweat of thy face shall thou eat bread. Yes. Okay. So you are not supposed to have anything beyond bread. Yes, you are not supposed to have anything before. That is the curse that is in operation. Yeah. From the sweat of your face, you would eat bread. So you sweat, go up and down, work. At the end of the month, they give you salary. Yes. By the time the month ends, the salary is finished. It's finished 2 weeks before the month will end. So you are always in debt. Yeah. One day somebody told me, he said that before the month ends, my salary is finished. It finishes 2 weeks into the month. So I owe 2 weeks. So what it means is that your life is always in arrears. You see, it's not strange. That is the normal thing that is supposed to have happen to you by reason of the curse that is in operation. Yeah. It's normal. If that's what's happening, it's normal. You are just fulfilling the curse. You are just flowing in the line of the curse. That's what you are flowing. Are flowing in it fully. That's what I'm saying. You see, you cannot live your life dependent on salary, because salary is supposed to bring you bread, not anything beyond that. So it becomes necessary for you to do something so that you can go beyond bread. Your life must go beyond bread, having bread to eat. Are you understanding that? Yes, it must go beyond it. And there are things to do so that you can advance beyond bread. Hallelujah. Yes. So that you can own a house. Yes. So that you can own a car. So that you can do many other things. And how is that possible? It is possible by giving. Giving. Hallelujah. Giving is what attracts a blessing. Giving does not bring riches. It brings a blessing. And when the blessing comes, that blessing can lead you to riches. One of the wings of the blessing is riches. It has many wings. One is riches. Are you understanding that? Yeah. So it is very, very important that we become diligent givers. Anybody who is not a giver is in danger of spiritual constipation. I wish somebody is listening to me. I wish. Yes. You are in danger of spiritual constipation. It is always a danger if you eat and you don't go to the loo. You become a concern for doctors. Everybody becomes disturbed about you. Yes. Because when you eat, you must use the loo. You must. Yes, that is why Bishop Sally is saying, if you fly in the air, that is why if you are flying in the air, there are still there are washrooms up there. Yes. When they give you the food after eating the food for some time, no. You cannot keep on staying there. 2 days you have eaten, and he said that no, I ate with the president. I am keeping the food as a souvenir in my stomach. Who are you? Who are you? No, it will kill you. So it is not healthy to not be a giver. You will become the concern of everybody. Yes. You become concern for everybody. Those who are wallowing in lack, they are wallowing in poverty, they are wallowing in destitution, are people, when you examine their lives, what is called giving, diligent giving, they don't do it. Yeah. So everybody becomes concerned about you, your state. Anything that happens to you, if people don't run for your rescue, something bad can happen. Yes. Spiritual constipation. You eat, you don't give out. You only receive. You receive and receive and receive, and nothing comes from you. Yes. You are just receiving. You like it when they have to give to you. That's what you enjoy. And it puts you in a dangerous spiritual state. Dangerous spiritual state. You must come out of that. Hallelujah. And become a deliberate giver. Let your giving not be accidental. Let your giving be deliberate. Be intentional about your giving. Plan it. Hallelujah. Let giving be part of your life, like brushing your teeth every morning. You wake up, you know that when I wake up, I must brush my teeth first. Let giving be to your life like brushing your teeth is to you. Hallelujah. Very important. Okay? So giving is very necessary because it releases a blessing. Okay? So I told some people, the reason why you get salary is not to make you rich. The reason why you get salary is so that you would be in the position to be blessed. What is that position? The position to give. Salary affords you the opportunity to have something to give. Hallelujah. That's what it is. But if your life is dependent on my salary, then look, I can promise you, there is virtually nothing you can accomplish and achieve. You need a blessing. You need a blessing. And the blessing comes by giving. But listen to this. Blessing comes by giving. But there are people who have given and they have not been blessed. Today, that's where I want to center. I want to concentrate in this area and help those people. There are people who give and they are not blessed, even though it is giving that is supposed to release your blessing. Because there is something about giving that if it is absent, it loses the potency to attract the blessing you need. Yes. And many find themselves in that category. Today, you must jump out of that category. I said, today, you must jump out of that category. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 47 and 48. Today, my message is very short. It says that, listen, are you listening? Listen, it says, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Verse 48 will happen to you. It said, therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies which the Lord shall send against thee. You shall serve them in hunger, in thirst, and in nakedness, and in the want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. So, verse 47 again. Verse 47. Because you serve not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart. So you see, serving the Lord, serving the Lord is obeying him. Serving the Lord is obeying him. Serving the Lord is following his instructions. What has he said to you? Okay, what did he say you should do? What did he say you shouldn't do? Now he's saying that when you are serving God or you are following God, and you are doing something he has asked you to do, and the attitude with which you are doing is not joyfulness and gladness of heart. When you are not doing it with joy, there's no gladness, there is no love attached to what you are doing, there's no joyfulness in the heart, there's no gladness in the heart, it says that thing, it makes your seed or whatever you are doing or giving, whether money or service or anything you are rendering, it makes it a waste. Why waste? Because it will not attract the intended blessing. So now you realize that what makes even your obedience to give profitable is the attitude you attach to it. What attitude? What attitude accompanies your service, your giving? What attitude accompanies your singing? You are in the choir. They told you, we are wearing this and we are singing this song this week. What attitude comes with it? Yes, you've come to stand here to sing, but the service you have provided, would it attract the needed or the intended blessing? Is dependent on the attitude, and it is only God who can judge it. Not even your choir leader. No. Yes. I'm going to show you one other scripture. Let me show you. I'll show you one other scripture. You see, the things that affect your attitude bring you a lot of disservice. The things that negatively affect your attitude, they affect how you approach God. They affect the affection. You see, to have an affection for somebody is to be fond of the person. Is to be fond of the person. God likes to be loved. Yes. Even you, as you are sitting there, do you not like love? Yes. You like love. Yes. You want somebody to take you to a restaurant, then they will buy you a strawberry ice cream. And then as you are sitting down, they have some small spoon for it. Then they will take the spoon. They say, "My darling, open your mouth. Let me put it in your mouth." They say, "Oh, I don't like certain. Oh, you know." Then you open your mouth and they put the thing there. Yes. Yes. And they use tissue to wipe the excess around my mouth. I say, you like to be loved. You like to be loved. What is done for you, you want it to be done with that. One day they proposed to a certain lady. He said, "No, you didn't propose right." I said, "Oh, but how should I propose?" He said, "You have to kneel down. Then you have to open the thing and say, oh, ask me, would you like to spend the rest of my life, your life with me?" So do it. Then I know that, you know, you must let the thing look, you know, it must be romantic. So the man had to kneel down. You see, the woman was the person was bringing a ring, but she didn't just want the ring. She wanted something attached to the ring. But you can't just do it anyhow and then, no, I must feel some romance when it comes to the way you are proposing to me. When I'm talking to my friends, I'll tell them that, "Hey, my boyfriend came and he knelt down and he said, 'My darling, look, I have looked left and right, I have looked north and west, I have looked east and south, and I couldn't find any woman I would like to spend the rest of my life with. You are the only one I find appropriate. So, my darling, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Please say yes, don't say no.'" Then something is happening to you. That's, hey. Is that not it? Is that not it? Yeah. Please don't say no. Then you kneel down and present them. "My darling," then your head becomes like inflated balloon. Yes. Attitude. One day a certain man was accused of not telling his wife that he loves her. He said, I told you I love you. If I change my mind, I'll tell you. If I have not changed my mind, then you should know that what I said earlier is still prevail. It's still on. How can I be telling you I love you? What's it? I told you I love you 2 years ago. It's okay. It's okay. If I change my mind about that, I'll let you know. I have not said anything. I have not changed my mind. So you should take it like that. You see, the woman was not happy. The woman was not happy. Because see, the attitude. The attitude. Yes. Yes, we know that you have said you love the person. But you see, the attitude is not right. It's not, it doesn't make the person appreciate your so-called love. That is why when Jesus Christ was asked, he was asked, "Which is the greatest commandment?" Which is the greatest commandment in the school? Which is the greatest? Is it the greatest?
greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Love. Love. So when you come to God and you are doing something for God, one thing He looks out for is love, affection. What love do you have? What accompanies what you are doing? If you are giving, how do you feel giving? How is the feeling with giving? They call you for outreach. What is the attitude towards it? You go out there, win the souls and bring them, and you still don't see the blessing because something is lacking, something is absent. There is no affection accompanying what you are giving. There's no love. No love. No love. You serve the Lord thy God and there's no gladness. There's no gladness of heart. There's no joyfulness. He said, therefore, you become a servant to those who don't like you. You become a servant. Not that you didn't serve him, but you served him, but it is not with joyfulness. Yes. It's not with joyfulness. There's no excitement. There's no joy. Yeah. It's like, what did they say I should say? They said I should say what? I should say what? I'm closing. Jeremiah chapter 23. Jeremiah 23 from verse 36. Labor to be blessed. Labor to be blessed. Jeremiah 23. Oh. Oh, look at what he's saying. Are you here? Watch this killer scripture and then we'll close. Watch this killer scripture. Last callo, and then we're going to close. It says, and the burden of the Lord shall ye mention no more. Don't mention. And the burden of the Lord shall ye mention no more. And the burden of the Lord shall ye mention no more. Don't mention the burden of the Lord. He doesn't like it. He said that. He said, for every man's word shall be his burden. For ye have perverted the words of the living God, of the Lord of hosts, our God. Verse next. It says, thus shalt thou say to the prophet, what has the Lord answered thee? And what has the Lord spoken? Verse next. But since ye say, listen, this is a very important scripture. It said, but since ye say, the burden of the Lord. Meanwhile, he has told you, don't say the burden of the Lord. He said, but since ye say, what did the Lord tell you? He told you that don't say the burden of the Lord. Is that not what he told you? But he said, but since you say, when he said that, don't say, but now you say, the burden of the Lord. Therefore, saith, thou saith the Lord, because ye say this word, the burden of the Lord, and I have sent unto you, saying, ye shall not say the burden of the Lord. Don't say it is a burden. Don't say it. The next verse is what is going to happen to you. Verse 39. Therefore, behold, I, even I, will utterly forget you, and I will forsake you, and the city that I gave you, and your fathers, and cast you out of my presence. Give me good news. Good news. Good news. Watch this. Good news translation from verse 36. Good news. Good news. Don't break my flow. You don't have good news. It's not possible. But I've read good news here before. What do you have? NLT. Okay, I thought you got all these things. So where have they gone to? NLT. Please correct these things. Otherwise, you disturb me. I tell you, you really disturb me. I don't feel your help when you do that. Okay. Hmm. Okay. Let me read it here for you. Okay. Yeah. I said verse 4, 36. Okay. So this is the Good News translation. It says this. You see, you have to have a lot of translations. When you look at, I can read 9 translations at a time. You understand? I can read 9 translations. I have King James here. I have the New Revised Standard Version. I have the Amplified Version. I have the NIV. I have the Living Bible. Okay, I have the Message Bible. I have the New Living Translation. I have Good News. I have the Voice at a go. Then, if I'm tired of this, I can clear all of them and bring the next 9. Do you understand? You have to have different versions. It even makes quiet time very exciting because you get to understand the things very well. You get it? So let me read this for you. It says that so they must no longer use the words the Lord's burden, because if any of them do, I will make my message a real burden to them. The people have perverted the words of their God, the living God, the Lord Almighty. Jeremiah asked the prophet, "What answer did the Lord give you? What did the Lord say? And if they disobey my command and use the words, the Lord's burden, then tell them that I will certainly pick them up, throw them far away from me, both them and the city I gave to them and their ancestors. Tell them I will throw them far away from me." You see, so listen. If you make God feel that what he has instructed you to do is a burden, it's a burden. To give is a burden. To come and sing is a burden. To come and usher is a burden. To come and take videos is a burden. Come and take photos is a burden. To go on an outreach is a burden. To come and pray is a burden. The things that he has instructed us to do, he says that if you call them a burden, then you leave him with no other choice but to gather you and throw you away far from him. Whatever he tells us to do, we see it as a privilege and do it with joy, with gladness. Don't let us feel, don't give us the impression that we are worrying you. God says that if he senses that, to come and welcome people, give them a nice smile, it's too much. You want me to come too early? Like it's a trouble. Anybody who describes what he has asked you to do as a burden, then what he says is that I will cut you off, gather you, I will throw you away far from me. Far from me. Because if it's a burden, your face changes. Huh? Your face changes. But everybody is attracted to anybody who serves him or her with excitement, with joy. That is why if you are in a proper organization that does customer service of any kind, one of the things they teach you is how to smile. You understand? Even if you have not had breakfast and you are hungry as you are standing there, you must not let your hunger reflect on your face. Do you understand? Yes. Even if mosquitoes have beaten you and you are feeling the thing and you feel like scratching and you don't feel like smiling because of your work, when you stand there, your face must not be thwarted, must not be frowned, must not be contorted. You must still keep smiling. Keep smiling. Keep smiling. Keep smiling. Yeah. Otherwise, you drive away. There is no place I have gone to eat. There's no restaurant I have gone to eat that they were not nice that I have gone back. No. No matter how nice the food is. Yes. One day I went to a place, they bake bread. Sometimes you wonder how God distributes the gift. Some people cook. Recently, somebody cooked, and I said, no, you people, there is something you put in the food. Yes, you put something in the food. I said, no, we don't put the food. They said, the normal. I said, it's not true. We have eaten different stews. They mentioned the same ingredients you are mentioning. How come yours never tastes like this? There's something you put inside. Yes. Yesterday I discovered that you can eat beans and have gas, and you can also eat beans and not have gas. Yes. It depends on how it is prepared. Do you understand? Yes. So I think some people, you see, the way they prepare the thing, you feel like they have put some magic in the thing. I had a place like that where I used to buy bread. Hey, they are bread. Look, if you don't take care, you will finish the bread before you get home. Yeah. It was at Dansoma. I used to drive all the way there to go and get bread rolls. My goodness. Yay. When you are going, you feel like carrying butter with you. When you get there, you slice the thing and then you spread the, my goodness gracious, you get some Coke or Fanta. My good. Yeah. That day, you will not feel like going home. Beautiful, nice. But I went there one day, and the attitude of service, I said that, listen, if this is the only bread in the world today, I'll stop eating bread. And that was the last time I went there. I don't know what has become of them. Never went there again. Because sometimes when they feel that, okay, they are also the best, you see, it affects the way they even. It's like, even if you don't come, other people will come. Yes, and that's how they go down. Huh? Yes. So you see, the your attitude of service is what determines whether your service will be acceptable and will attract the intended blessing. You are coming to church with what attitude? Did they have to literally bulldoze you out of your house into a bus to bring you? Or you were like David when he said that I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of God. Was there gladness, or you feel like, look, if I don't go, they will talk too much, and I don't like too much talking, so you let me go and make them happy, then your coming here is a waste. It's a waste. So giving that does not attract the needed blessing is a giving that has the wrong attitude attached to it. No affection. You want love. You think God doesn't want love. You give grudgingly. You serve grudgingly. Not with joyfulness. Hallelujah. Because you owe rent. When we mention offering in church, you get angry. Yeah. It's like, you know what my landlord came to do yesterday? You know the things that he said yesterday. Then I've come to church, you are mentioning 200. You are mentioning 500. Nonsense. If I have some, you would I not pay my rent? Why do you worry us with whatever? Meanwhile, you give an offering. That day is a waste of money. You have wasted whatever you have done. Yes, wasted. Complaining. Murmuring. When you are giving or you are serving, you are giving something to God. Do you understand? That thing, it renders waste whatever you are given. It doesn't attract a blessing. Yes. It doesn't. It doesn't attract a blessing. It doesn't attract a blessing.
Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying.
If you like it, then my message are finished.
Yeah. That's it.
So what he's saying is that what you do for him, do it with love. Don't do it grudgingly. Don't do it because you feel compulsion. No, don't feel it. Don't feel it. You know, the wives who are unattractive to their husbands are wives who serve their husbands without love. They serve their husbands grudgingly. They serve their husband without smile. It's as if it's a chore. You are disturbing them. They are tired. They say, you have gone to work. I've also gone to work. I've come. You want me to go to the kitchen to go and say, where are your hands? Don't you have hands? Go to the kitchen and serve yourself. You get it? Yes. Go to the kitchen and serve yourself also. Go to your kitchen and serve yourself. And you see, sometimes they know that you report them to you to your pastor. So they go to the kitchen to serve. But you see, the face when they come to serve you, the face when you are serving, we are not just interested in the food that you have brought. Your love, rice, chicken, fish, salad, whatever, you have garnished the whole thing. The whole thing is looking very powerful, but your face is wrong. Your face is wrong. You see, your face taste, it takes away appetite from our mouth. It takes appetite. When we look at your face, we don't feel like eating the food. Yes.
Yeah. You bring the thing. It's like your husband is very unreasonable. Very unreasonable. Take it. Take that
food. You see, that's why your marriage is getting spoilt. Yes. That's why it's getting spoilt. Yes. You give with good attitude. You are tired. But you see, you must not let us feel that you are tired. Are you understand? You mustn't feel, we must not feel the tiredness in the way you are serving. Yes, we mustn't feel it. Otherwise, we feel like we are a bother. Some of the questions you ask us, we feel that no, you don't want to do it. That's why you're asking us the question. Bishop said that one day he traveled somewhere very late in the night. When they came and they sat down, then the host came and asked, will you eat? He said, no, we will not eat. The people have traveled from far. They've got into your country and they have sat down. Why wouldn't you offer and let them say that they will eat? It's like you are saying something by the question you are asking. Will you eat? And they gave you the response. We will not eat. We will not eat. Yes. And they didn't eat. And they went to bed. Yes. Yes. Wrong wife. Wrong woman. Wrong woman. God does. You see, the same thing God feels is what you feel, husband. The same thing. Yes. When we have to go on an outage, what attitude? It's like it's a bother. I have business meetings. I have serious things to attend to. I cannot do it. Let the small boys go and do it. I can't do this, whatever it is. Yes. They do understand. When one day you come tumbling down, you don't understand. See, God doesn't like you. God has, you have given fat envelopes, fat offerings, and God doesn't see. It's not about the fatness. Oh, what attitude? Sometimes if it's coffee broke man and you are selling coffee broke man, do you know coffee broke man?
Yeah.
You know it?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Roasted plantain with granite. Yes. Even if you are serving that with joy and excitement, it will even make the person full. Yes. We'll enjoy it and drink water on top. And we'll know that it's one of the most nutritious meals you can have. My goodness gracious. Yeah. Attitude. Very important when you are giving. So it is more blessed to give. Yes. When you give, it attracts. Yes. But some give, nothing happens because attitude wrong. 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 Yeah. Anything that has happened to you, it's reflective in the service. When I was reading this, then God gave me 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Yes. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Oh, he said, there's no temptation. There's no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. You see, he said that there is no, you see, there is nothing happening to you or that has happened to you that is special. The only thing that is special is your ignorance. You have special ignorance because you don't know that what has happened to you is not common to man. It's common. You don't know that it is common to man. Yes. It's common to man. Don't make it look like you are the only one. The whole world comes to a standstill because you can't pay your rent. Everything. You see, everything you do, you are talking to people. You, anything that you do, then people say, what's the problem? Everybody is written on your face. Every part of your body is oozing with that message. Because something went wrong. Yeah. You see, that is why I said that the losing of your child, your daughter passing, it is not the end of the world. He said that there are people who have had worse scenarios. Worse. What would you say of Reverend Isturanaba? Lost 6 at a go, 1 accident, bang. 6 went. 6. 6, not 1, 6. 6. And the world will not hear. You can't preach again. You can't be there. You have become down. You can't pray. You can't do whatever. Oh, because something has happened to you. There's a problem with you. Yes. There's a problem with you. There is no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. Common. Go and ask Kenneth Hagin. Go and ask him. Go and ask Ura Roberts. Go and ask them. All this great. I got to know if all of them. Common to man. Common. 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 You better get on track. Yes, you better get on track. Start your prayer. You better get on track. Let the joy of prayer come back. Let the joy of preaching be restored. Hallelujah. Let it come back. It is common to man. Come on. It has affected everything you do. Yeah. One lenses you have. Yes, they said the whole house has come to a break. Nobody eats again. In the house, with one leg lifted, take some paracetamol and let us move. Have some roofing and then let us go on with life. What is this? Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes.
Attitude. God looks at it. When you come to pray, He's looking at it. Are you feeling that they have disturbed your sleep? Disturbed your sleep? Woke you up in the night to pray? Did you say you want to pray? You like disturbing us when we are sleeping. You wake up anyway and pray anyway. But that period you have prayed is a wasted. It's a wasted time. It brings no profit to you, no gain to you. It adds nothing to you. Because God says that those who do that, He looks at them, gathers them, and cuts them off far away from Him. He doesn't want to see them. Far. Far. If human society can teach you that even if you are coming to work, you are doing customer service, and you receive 14 slaps before you came, don't let the customer know that your cheeks have been massaged. Don't let the customer know. Yes. Let everything be normal. Your smile, your response, everything be normal. It's called customer service. Yeah. Because the joy with which you serve is what will cause the customer to stay or attract another customer to come. Do you understand? Yes, but you let everything that has happened to you come to bear. Then the customer asks, please, are you okay? The minute they start asking you questions, there's a problem. There's a problem. How many of you understand what God is telling us today? Yeah. So, let affection, let love accompany what you do for Him. Let God feel your love. It's the greatest commandment. Love the Lord your God, number one, the first. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Love Him. Love. When you are praying to Him, He wants to see love, affection. You love to do it. When you are going out to witness, when you are going for fellowship meeting, you are going for constituency service, you are going for basenta service, there's some love inside. You are doing it out of love. You're giving. If it's not enveloped by love, that package is rejected by God. That any other package is rejected by God if it is not in love. Rejected by God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I want everything I do to have love around it. Affection. Yeah. Not, well, I don't have any option. You understand? Yes. Because some of you are afraid of you are afraid of the societal image. Do you understand? Yeah. That's why you are still in your marriage. You would have been gone. Yes. Yes, you would have been gone. Because they will say that, you've left your husband, or you are divorced, or you are whatever. You see, that image you don't like is what is keeping you there. Yes, that's it. So you see, everything you are doing there is useless. It carries no value. It carries no weight. You understand? It's cost 90. It's zero. Yeah. No. And listen, don't believe that living here and going here will give you enjoyment. No. It's only a matter of time. And you would realize that you live with mortals, not angels. Yes, mortals. This has his weakness. Eh? This has his weakness. You see, because their weaknesses are not the same. Somebody once saw me and was rebuking her husband that her husband is not like me. I said, how do you use me as a standard for your husband? How many years have you been married? 2 years. Do you know how many years I've been married? Do you know my story? How do you use me as a standard? Maybe mine will not be the weakness of your husband. But I have mine. Yes, my wife has also her story. She has a story to tell. If she bothers to tell you. Are you understanding that? Yeah. Yeah. Don't allow any challenge that confronts you to affect the quality of your service or your giving. Your quality is determined by the love that is accompanying what you are doing. Yes. Since I lost my daughter, I have lost interest in anything black. No. I said, no, I don't want it. And I don't want black at the funeral. Do you know why? Because black, it absorbs anything emits. It absorbs it. So if there's a negative energy around, Black absorbs the negative. No. White repels it. I said, no. I want white, not black. Yes. And I've enjoyed it. I have to learn how to watch movies and laugh. Yes. I have to. I can't live my life crying. For how long? Yes. I'm not saying it's not painful. I asked one nurse. I asked her. I said, I'm not a woman, so I cannot tell the pain of childbirth. But this pain I feel, I know it doesn't come, childbirth doesn't come anywhere close. No. The pain. Whew. I was with my daughter till her last breath. Till the minute she took her, till the second she took her last breath. And you're looking at your child lying there. And you can see that she's exiting and there's nothing you can do. Hey, I believe God. You see, I think, you see, that thing can make people run away from God, but it made me believe that God is powerful. Hey. What he has determined to do, it doesn't matter how, you see, it doesn't matter the aggression or the hatred your enemy has for you. There's nothing they can do with it. He'll bring it to pass. Whew. I was standing there helping the doctors. Okay, bring this, bring that. Okay, let's put this here. And I was standing there and I wished that, look, I could see that the girl is passing. And I wish I can take my life and give to her to take it and leave and let me go rather. But you see, that you are human. Yes, you see that. Look, you in this body, you are limited. Yes, you are limited. Limited to the nonsense degree. Limited. Your only hope in life is to believe in God. Stood there. Because when they are going, you can see it. And you are watching. And you can't do anything. You are just watching. You watch until it passes. Stop pretending to be a powerful man of God. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. There is nothing we do here that brings you results that we did by ourselves. Never believe it. Never believe it. Anything we stand here, we do, and then you get results and you get excited. Know that it is God who has done it. Yeah, he can never be the man of God. I lost faith in myself. No, totally. Yes. People come and stand here, give offering, then they get testimonies and all that. Shame me. It didn't. Hey, if you believe that it was for me, you have made a mistake. No. God orchestrated it. Yes. Never from me. Just an instrument. And God chooses to use you at this point or that point or that point. Yeah. But we are just mortals. We are like clay. And in the mortar's hand, he does whatever it is. There's nothing you can. What can you do? What can you do? At the point, the Wednesday night before the Thursday that I buried my daughter, just around the time that she passed, the atmosphere in the house changed. By the time I realized this person was here crying, this person was sick, guy, this, I mean, the pain. And I sent a message to a man of God. He gave me a reply. And that is the true reply. True reply. And nobody has given me such a reply before. Yes, in all these things. He said, I wish there's something I can do. He said, I wish there's something I can do. When I explained the pain we were going through that night, he said, I wish there's something. There's nothing I can do. Yeah. He said, you have spoken the truth. He said, there's nothing. Powerful man of God. Oh. If I mention the name, you will enter the floor. I'm telling you. Opened his mouth and told me truth. He said, there's nothing I can do. He said, I'm so sorry. If there's something I can do, I'll do it. There's nothing I can do. It's like the pain. Nothing can change it. I'm sorry. I'm telling you what I've gone through. Yes, less than 2 weeks, and I'm standing here preaching to you. Yeah, and I'm not faking the preaching. Every other man of God, this is the man, this is the current man, this is the man on show, this is the man. Yeah, every man of God wants to appear like that. Listen, I have vowed never to tell the lie. Yes, I'm telling you the truth. If God doesn't help you, you are finished. Yeah. No man can help. No man can help. I called men of God. Oh. No, when things like this are happening, and you can see a loved one, my daughter was precious to me. I didn't know it was so obvious to even her siblings. Yeah, but she was special because she does what none of them do. None. You can see it sometimes when you call people, you know that, look, it's not that they are interested in you. It's respect. Just no, they are not interested in you. Yes. My daughter was different. Yes. She had real interest. Look, at a point, there's an argument between my wife and my daughter. Yes. What is the argument about? The argument is about me. I don't know what agreement that my wife entered into with my daughter. The one day I came home and she was very angry because we said that, look, you can go and sleep on your bed. Hey. They started, mommy, hey, mommy, you said this, you said that, you said that when daddy comes, you allow me to sleep with daddy. You tell me, now you have come, you said I should go to my room. She was angry because her mother says that, no, you are not lying in our bed today. You are going to lie on your bed. She was angry. No, none of my boys has ever, not even talk anger, request. When they come and pick your things from the car, if they don't do it, they know that their mother will shout at them. They will quickly come, and when they come, drop it at your door and run to the hall to their tablet. You. No. Not my daughter. When I come home, she is feeling sleepy because she keeps my wife company when I'm not there. When I get there, she will say, come and lie by me. Come and lie by me. Come and lie by me. By morning, you will see that her bed has changed from the mattress to my body. Lying on me. That's, I don't get people like that. Precious. Precious. I've given God a precious offering. Precious offering. Yeah, precious. Are you here? Or you are gone? My time is finished. Hallelujah. So, you know, from today, because you see, as we are approaching the month of May, which is tomorrow, tomorrow is 1st May, yes. Because it's the birth month for our father, we are going to do some activities every week from beginning of the month to the end of the month. Do you understand? Now God is saying to you, your attitude is important. Yes, your attitude is important. Your attitude is important. Your attitude is important. Your service must be with affection, with love, with joyfulness, and not give the impression of burden. He said, don't say the Lord's burden. Don't say it. It is not a burden. Don't say. When you say that, cut you off. Don't say that. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. Thanks. Would you pray this afternoon and tell God, help me to offer service with love, with affection, in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are standing, for about 30 seconds, I want you to lift up your voice and talk to me. I can hear you.
Jesus.
I can hear you. Oh, Jesus. You are praying. Oh, Jesus. Oh Jesus, are you praying for the next 30 seconds? Pray, because what you offer must not be waste. It must not be waste. You are praying, Father, help me, help me. Hey, may I offer with affection, with love, with joyfulness, with gladness of heart, in the name of Jesus. Help me to do that. Hey, that my service will not be waste. That my giving will not be waste. That whatever I offer will not be waste. It won't be waste. Lift your voice. Lift your voice, talk to him. Lift your voice, talk to him. In the name of Jesus. Okoye nene nene siya kokama nene nemo saya baria. Rekone nere yo saya makaton nene mekeya. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Abaya nene kesi yo kebari. Lift up your two hands, everybody. Everybody in this building, lift up your two hands. Oh Jesus. Let your hands go up. Thank you, Father. Father, we ask of you in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We pray for grace.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, grace to offer with joyfulness.
Yes.
Amayasiya. Deliver us.
Yes.
Let our negative circumstances not overshadow us.
Yes.
Give us the strength. Give us the energy. May we offer with love. May we offer with affection. May we serve, oh God, with genuine affection, with love. Every hand that is lifted, oh God, I pray, Father, for this grace. I pray for this grace. Knowing that you are greater than anything and everything, including our negative circumstances. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. We bless you today for this. Yes. Answer in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
And as every head is bowed, every eye closed, you are here this afternoon. Maybe you were invited, but you are not sure if you have a place with God. If you die today, you want to say that, Pastor, pray with me. I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. You are here like that. Let me see your right hand above your head. Let me see your right hand. Please pray with me. I want to be born again. I need Jesus. Can I see your hand? Can I see your hand? God bless you. I can see your hand. I can see your hand. I can see your hand. Please pray with me. I don't want to die and go to hell. Believe that God is powerful. What you need is God. What you need is God. If you have lifted up your hand, wherever you are, can you come to me right now? Let me pray with you. God bless you. Lift up your hand, come, come. God bless you. God bless you. Lift up your hand, come. Just stand. You don't need to leave. You want to give your life to Jesus? Come on. Church to join us, or everyone say this prayer. Those of you in front, can you lift up your hands? If you're in front, can you lift up your hands? Lift up your hands. Lift up your two hands. I want you to say this prayer after me. I want the church to join us. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today just as I am.
Just as I am.
I believe with all my heart.
With all my heart.
That you came. Into the world.
Into the world.
To die.
To die.
On the cross.
On the cross.
To shed your blood.
To shed your blood.
Because of my sins.
Because of my sins.
Today.
Today.
I come to you. I surrender my life to you.
I surrender my life to you.
Today. I receive you. Lord Jesus. As my Lord.
My
personal Savior. My Redeemer. My master. From today.
Jesus.
I belong to you.
From today.
My master. I belong to you. Make me your own. From today.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
Thank you.
For loving me.
Enough.
To die for me.
I thank you.
That today.
I am born again.
Thank you, Father.
Once again.
For coming into my life.
Coming into my heart.
Today. In Jesus'
In Jesus'
precious name.
Precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you.
God bless you for listening to this anointed message. We believe you have been blessed and uplifted by this powerful word. Subscribe to this podcast to receive messages regularly. For prayer and counseling, please call or WhatsApp +233 27 974 7173. Until next time, stay under open heavens.